The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulunav Tzadik Zayin. Gemara Numan Aleph says as follows. Amar Rava, Merei Shava Kokashli. Rava said, I used to have a kasha. Hod the tanya, this is what it says in the Braisa. Kedera Shabishul Babasar, Lo Yivashul Bacholov. If you have a flesh, you could pat, the pat which was used to cook meat. Now you want to cook milk in it, so the Braisa says you may not do that, because the basar will give time into the cholov, you'll have basar b'cholov. The imbishal, what if you did it? What if you cooked your milk in the fleshig apat? But nice in time. Meaning that if the basar does in fact give time to the cholov, there's the ratio of basar to cholov is high enough that you would taste the basar in the cholov, so then it's awesome. That's the first part of the Braisa. Then the Braisa is another halacha, truma. If you have a kedera, a pot in which you cook truma, lo yivashal b'chulin. So you may not cook chulin in that pot. It means, obviously, for a zar, for a kain, it's fine. The imbishal b'naisin tam. And if you did cook it, then it would depend, similar to basa b'chulin, it would depend whether it gives tam. So that's the Braisa. So now Ravi asks his kasha like this. Bishlam a truma tam lo kain. How do you determine whether the iser gives tam into the heter? For example, if the truma is giving tam into the chulin, so you have to taste it. But how could you taste it? You're not allowed to. This is not the gemara. Very simple. A kohen can taste it because a kohen's allowed to eat the truma. Ella basa b'cholov man tam lay. In fact, Rava, but in the case of basa b'cholov, how could somebody taste it to see if the basa gives tam into the cholov? On the tzad that it is in fact giving tam, then you're eating basa b'cholov. You're not allowed to do that. So how could you ever determine if the basa gives tam into the cholov? That was Rava's kasha. So then Rava said, "Hashad the Amr Rabbi Yechanan." But now that we had a member from Rabbi Yechanan who said, "Samchinan akfela arma," that one can rely on a chef who is a guy. Achanami here too, samchinan akfela arma. So here too is samchinan a guy, which means that when we say that you, if you want to know if this fleshig tam in the milk that you taste it, who tastes it? The answer is a guy. You give it to a guy to taste. Rav is saying that before Rabbi Yechanan's memory, I was assuming that we don't rely on a guy. A guy doesn't have namanus. Either he doesn't have namanus, or he doesn't have enough pekias, whatever the point would be. But now that Rabbi Yechanan says we could rely on a guy, where Rabbi Yechanan said it's Dr. Rav, that's the pshat. That's the pshat in this braisa. That's who you would rely on in the case of basul chal. Now this would seem to be a very straightforward halacha, that in any case of, when you have a tyroidus, of iser going into heter, either basar and cholov, or regular iser into heter, if some nevela fell into a pot, and you don't know if there's tam nevela in the pot. So what do? You give it to a guy to taste. Now, it would seem from this Gemara that that would be the din, because the Gemara doesn't bring anybody who argues on this. If Yechanan says it, Rava says it, it sounds like it's halacha psuk. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchas Tarevis, and Simon Sadukes, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Taka says that. He says that in a case of Mimish Einei Mitnoi, meaning, let's say, when meat falls into potatoes, meat of the veil fell into potatoes. So how do you determine if there's tam basa or tam the veil in the potatoes? You do it by giving it to a guy to taste. Obviously, in a situation of min b'minoi, if meat of nevela fell into meat of heter, obviously there's no way to taste it, because it all tastes the same. So over there, we're going to have a different method, which maybe we'll soon see what that is. But I'll go upon him in a case of min b'she'ene minoi, we would be seimich on giving it to a guy. That would seem to be halacha psuka, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch says that. However, the Ramah comes along over there, in Sadek Ches, the Falaf, and says, ve'ein noyhagim achshav lismoich agoi. The Ramah says, nowadays, we do not rely on a guy to taste food and tell us whether there's tam iser. What then do we do? So the Ramah says, Misharin ha-koil v'shishim. We go by the numbers. Because the Gemara says that Chazal v'mishayir, at least in regular situations, by regular foods, not by very sharp foods, but b'derech klal, if you have a ratio of 60 to 1, the food which is 1 will not give any flavor. In other words, if you have a pot of 60 ounces of yurakis, of vegetables, and a piece of nevela falls in, 1 ounce of nevela. So since there are 60 ounces of vegetables, connected the 1 ounce of nevela, so we say that the ounce of nevela will be bottled, will not give any time. If, however, you have only, let's say, 59 ounces of yarukas to the 1 ounce of nevela, so then we have to be chayshish that it will give time. Now, it's very, very possible that it's not giving time, because it's very close to shishim. If it was taka, let's say 1 to 10, then it's very likely it's giving time. If it's 1 to 59, very likely it's not giving time. But it doesn't matter, Chazal made a shir, that we say that once there's 60, we know there's no time. Anything less than 60, we're not 100% sure, and therefore we have to be machan. So the Gemara says it for a case of mimbeminoi. Right, because over there, you can't discern the time in any way, so you have to go by the numbers. The Rama is telling us that our minig is that even mimsha'ene minoi, we go with only with shisha, we do not go with actual ta'ima, giving it to a guy to taste. That's what the Rama says. And the Rama doesn't say a reason for this. And the obvious question is, why would we not be saimach on a guy? The Gemara says, saimach on him, why should we not be saimach? So Rabbi Kiveg over there in Siman Sanukhez is aiming on this. He says, lo yadati tam nochin b'za. He says, I don't have a good reason for this. Why should we not be saimach on a guy? Or in other words, you could ask it like this. In the Gemara it says, we are saimach on a guy. So why should we do different than the Gemara? So Rabbi Kiveg says an interesting pshat. He says, ula yishlema, maybe one can explain as follows. He says, machlekes, what is the nemanus of the guy based on? One svar is, it's based on the halacha of mesich lafitumai. Which is the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says that in certain instances, a guy is neman when he tells you something in an incidental manner, he says something by the way, meaning that he does not realize that you're going to be using it as testimony for nemanus in any kind of an iser. So maybe, so some say that the heter over here of being Samech HaNagai is not when he knows that it's Negei L'Halach. It's not, he's telling you a story. You give him a piece of food to taste it, he says, oh, it tastes delicious. And you ask him, does it taste like meat? And he says, no, I don't taste any meat in there. It tastes like pure vegetables. In that case, he has no idea it's Negei L'Halach. So we're not chayish that he's going to lie. That's one mahalach. Other mahalach is that the Nemanus is not Mesir Chavitumi. The Nemanus is just the opposite. It's based on, remember we're talking about a kfeilo. A kfeilo means he's a chef. And we have a klal that uman loymara umnusai. An uman, a professional, does not want to get a bad reputation. He wants to have a good reputation. That people should think that he's very good at what he does. Now, a chef who cannot discern flavors is not going to be a good chef. So he wants to preserve, it's very important for his umness, for his profession, to preserve his reputation as a chef who has a very discerning palate. So, when he knows that you are being saimach on him, then he'll be very careful in what he says, because he's talking as a professional. Mashenkin, if he's not telling you a story, oh yeah, I tasted it, and I couldn't tell. So we say, mecha tasted, he was not careful in what he was saying. Maybe he really could taste it, he wasn't so medactic, either in how he tasted it, or in how he spoke, how he reported back what happened. Only when he's talking as a professional, meaning that the dayanim are calling him in to hear his professional opinion, then he'll be medactic. That's the other mahalach. So Dr. Kivega, since we have a shaila here, what the pshat of the nemanus of the guy is, maybe it's because he's mezil fitui, and maybe it's because he's talking umanoi maram nusay, so you can't have both. So it's one or the other. So whichever situation is going to be, we're going to be chayshish, yeah, but maybe it really needs to be the other way. So there's no kashim in the Gemara. The Gemara knew the emes, whether it's Mesichel Vitumai or it's Laimaram Nusai. And the Gemara meant in that particular case, whichever one it is. We just don't know which one it is. So for us, we have a chsarin idea. We cannot be saimach on the guy. That's what Rikivega suggests. There's an interesting kash on this. Rishleim Koyin Mizulna, he has Hagois in the Matayonis and in Yerodea, he has a kash on this Rikivega. He says, according to this, so then, if you'd have two Goyim, and one would talk Mesichel Vitumai, and the other one would talk as a Haggadah Seidus of a professional, of an Omen, then there's no reason why we shouldn't rely on them. Because Manashach, one of them is certainly Neman according to the Gemara. We just don't know which one. Okay, so get both. If you have both, then there should be Neman. And nobody in the Paiskim says such a heter. So L'chayra is a Kasher in Kivega. It shows that Kivega is Pshat Shver. Because according to Kivega, this should have worked. I'll just be Messiah, I'll mention that the Mardcha in Perikol HaBasar, Simen Tav Shenun says a pshat in this chumra. He says something else. He says ha'idna ain lanu kvela. He says very simply. He says nowadays we don't have a chef, Gaisha chefs who are professional enough and discerning enough in their taste to be able to tell us whether there is that flavor there or not. Meaning in times of the Gemara, they had such a chush. Later on in times of the Rishayim, the Gemara was being made that the chush hatam deteriorated. We don't have that chush anymore. Right? Just like you find Gemara's talk about by the Chum Beis HaMikdash, different chushim got lost. So the Gemara is telling us that this chush hatam is not, either it doesn't exist anymore at all, or it's not prevalent enough to rely on. Hakopanim, he's saying that chefs nowadays, meaning even in times of the Rishayim, do not have that chush anymore. Therefore, you can't be saying mechadim. So that would be a very simple pshat in the Ramah, and Rosh Hashanah Kohen's kasha obviously would not be shver on this pshat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.